Project 101.5. It's Tuesday. I've got Samantha Raskovich Bars in for Wild Earth Guardians today. She is the legal wing of the environmental organization, and today has something new to tell us all about. She was telling me a little bit about it, and I'm slightly aghast, but I'll let her say what she needs to say, and then I'll chime in. How you doing, Sam?
Good, Chris. Thanks.
Welcome. And what is this program called you were telling me about? I'm scared.
The federal government, the Department of Agriculture, has an agency called Wildlife Services. And this is a federal agency that uses taxpayer money to kill native carnivores, wild birds, other kinds of small animals on public lands and private lands. And the reason that it does this is the perception that these animals and birds interfere with farming or ranching. And so the whole goal of the program is to get rid of these creatures.
Mm-hmm. Now, this happens in New Mexico, right?
It happens in New Mexico. It happens in all of the states. And the agency does things like aerial gunning, trapping. It puts down poisons. There's a poison called sodium cyanide that it sets on the ground, and it uses a bait to lure mostly coyotes. But what happens is domestic dogs, people's pets, are also attracted to it. And of course, if they go to the trap and they ingest the poison, they die a slow, horrible death.
Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't sound good. And what's the aerial gunning? What's that?
Aerial gunning is when folks go out in helicopters and they shoot at coyotes or wolves, mountain lions, bears. They're basically hunting from the air, and they're doing it under the guise of pest control.
And our tax dollars are paying for this.
Yes, they are. And in fact, there are a lot of accidents associated with aerial gunning as well, with these helicopters going down. So it's not just the animals that are being affected. It's actually the people that do this work can often have accidents as a result of it. And our tax dollars are paying for all of this.
This is through the Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Yes. And in 2010, Wildlife Services spent over $100 million to kill 500 million or 5 million animals of different sorts all over the country.
All right. And you have decided, you personally or the organization has decided to bring suit, or what's happening?
Wild Earth Guardians is bringing suit against Wildlife Services for this program in general and for a specific action that Wildlife Services is taking in Nevada. They have an aerial gunning operation planned there. And so Wild Earth Guardians really wants to get at this program, wants to see this program eliminated, as you can imagine.
Is there any wildlife left in Nevada?
There is wildlife left in Nevada.
Okay. I was sure it was just desert as far as the eye can see.
Well, the aerial gunning is going to be targeted at coyotes. So there are coyotes left in Nevada. Mm-hmm. Wildlife Services does its best to decrease that number.
Now, what do you think about folks who might say, well, coyotes are bad, we want to get rid of them?
Coyotes are part of the natural environment, and so they're not bad. I know there are people that would disagree with that, but basically we as a society should not think it's okay to just go around eliminating a whole segment of the natural population.
That's a good answer. I was just playing devil's advocate. I'm no fan of coyotes. You know, they've taken down beloved animals, and you know, they're wicked. They're wicked and tricksy, I think, sometimes. But you
know, they were there first.
But it's not. Yeah, like you said, it's not for us to say. It's not for us to say any more than it would be for us to say, hey, let's go kill all the elephants, or let's go kill all the blue heron, or anything. I mean, who are we to say that, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So what's the nature of the suit then?
The lawsuit is a NEPA lawsuit, so that's the National Environmental Policy Act. And what Wild Earth Guardians is doing is it's challenging an environmental assessment that Wildlife Services did in Nevada to update Nevada's killing program. So Wild Earth Guardians is challenging that particular EA, but also through that is able to get at the larger programmatic environmental impact statement that was done all the way back in the 90s for Wildlife Services killing program. Mm-hmm. So it's a foot in the door to try to really get the agency to re-examine that program in its entirety, to do a cost-benefit analysis, to see if it's actually meeting the purposes for which it was instituted back in the mid-20th century. So also,
that seems like so long ago when you say it like that.
It does.
Way back in ancient times in the mid-20th century. Sheesh. So how long do you think this is going to take to play out? What's your prediction?
Our prediction is it would take a couple years from start to finish to really go through the briefing process for the case and then to allow a court time to decide it. So these cases tend to be longer.
Mm-hmm. And do you post updates on the website for everybody to check up on?
We do. On the website, there are a number of things dealing with Wildlife Services, including a report by Wild Earth Guardians that talks about the history of the Wildlife Services program. There are also links where folks can contact their congresspeople to ask them to examine this program. And there's also links to contact President Obama to ask him to eliminate this program, as well as a link to the complaint for the lawsuit. So there is lots of information on our website.
And that's wildearthguardians.org. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. I always have to check my memory every day. As I get older, I feel it slipping away sometimes. Sam, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Anything else to mention on this front?
Not today.
All right. Check out the website, wildearthguardians.org.